Segunda parte do Baile dos Bombeiros, seja muito bem-vindo. O Baile dos Bombeiros é um programa de autoria e com seleção musical de Ivo Martins. Mudamos de registro, proposta substancialmente diferente para esta segunda parte com o pianista Eric Lewis. Ele que se apresenta habitualmente como Hélio, digamos que é um acrónimo do seu nome, e trazemos para esta segunda parte Into the Republic, edição de 2016 da Sunnyside Records. O músico que navega entre o jazz e géneros como a música pop e a música rock, com um estilo bastante distinto, que lhe tem conferido também um lugar muito próprio no cenário musical. Nesta obra que vai preencher toda a segunda parte, tem a companhia de Reginald Veal no contrabaixo e de Jeff Tain Watts na bateria. Depois, ainda a destacar algumas colaborações, participações pontuais de Ricky Dirt Red Gordon na percussão num dos temas, Lil Luba, e depois também na voz Harry Lennox, que recita um trecho já na parte final do disco. Vamos iniciar este destaque com os temas Medicine Man, Ornette, Lil Luba, Tones for Elvin Jones e ainda uma versão de Heartbeats, um tema dos nórdicos The Knife, aqui revisitado por Hélio ou Eric Lewis, como preferirem. Vamos à música.
Thank you. tight on the D string.
Yeah.
Em destaque na segunda parte do Baile dos Bombeiros desta semana, Into the Republic, disco de Eric Lewis editado em 2016 pela Sunnyside Records, onde o pianista norte-americano tem a companhia de Reginald Ville no contrabaixo e de Jeff Tane Watts na bateria. Até a hora certa vamos escutar o que resta deste disco. Continuamos com Kirk Wark, Jamaica Girl, Into the Republic, com a recitação de um trecho a cargo de Harry Lennox. Depois ainda Monk, numa referência natural a Thelonious Monk, My Favorite Things, e se ainda tivermos tempo de Philly Groove, caso não seja possível ouvir na emissão radiofónica, estará disponível em rum.pt. Nós voltamos na próxima semana, contamos consigo, tenha uma boa noite, continue na companhia da Universitária e também na companhia da música de Eric Lewis. We'll be right back.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man. So were they all honorable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. Brutus says he was ambitious. And Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor hath cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious. And sure, he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. Cause withholds you then to mourn for him. O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me. But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he here, and none so poor to do him reverence. O masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who you all know are honorable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, then I will wrong such honorable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. 'Tis his will. Let but the commons hear this testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read, and they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds and dip their napkins in his sacred blood, yea, beg a hair of him from memory, and dying mention it within their wills, bequeathing it as a rich legacy unto their issue. Thank you.
If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. It was on a summer's evening in his tent, the day he overcame the Nervii. Look in this place ran Cassius' dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this the well-beloved Brutus stabbed. And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it, as rushing out of doors to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked or no. For Brutus, as you know, is Caesar's angel. Judge, O you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab in gratitude, more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him, then burst his mighty heart. And in his mantle muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen. Then I and you and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you when you behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here, here is himself, marred as you see with traitors. Good friends, sweet friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny. They that have done this deed are honorable. What private griefs they have, I know not, that made them do it. They are wise and honorable and will no doubt with reason answer you. I come not, friends, to steal away your hearts. I am no orator, as Brutus is. But as you know me all, a plain, blunt man that did love my friend, and that they know full well that gave me public leave to speak of him. For I have neither wit nor words nor worth, action nor utterance nor the power of speech to stir men's bloods. I only speak right on. I tell you that which you yourselves do know. Show you sweet Caesar's wounds, poor, poor dumb mouths, and bid them speak for me. But were I Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were an Antony would ruffle up your spirits and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar that should move the stones of Rome to rise and mutiny!